We're holding here in Siman Tov Nun Sif Beis, and the topic of discussion of the Siman is the partnership that a Jew has with a non-Jew, and we're discussing now over Pesach. Just to begin with some questions over here, a Yisrael, a Jew, who is Mekabel, who receives from a non-Jew, Beribis. Before we actually see the words inside, I give you a little introduction. A Jew lends money to a non-Jew, and they stipulate that the non-Jew has to pay back by a certain date. Lo and behold, the date comes, and the non-Jew does not pay back. There's what's called interest. Interest from a Jew to a non-Jew is permissible. What's the ribis, the interest that the non-Jew wants to give him? He wants to give him a loaf of bread. Why? Because they make up from beforehand, before Pesach. Now it's not Pesach. It's a couple of months before Pesach now. So let's say now in Shvat, they make up that if you don't pay me back, for every day you don't pay me back, you have to give me two loaves of bread. Then comes Pesach time later on. The question is, what does the Jew do? Let's see now the Mechaber and Sif Beis and the Mishnah Brura to understand this halacha. Mechaber says, Yisrael shemekabel me'ini Yehudi beribis ki koris b'chol shavua. Mechaber tells us that the case where a Jew lends money to a non-Jew and for the interest that the non-Jew pays up, he gives him ki koris. It gives him loaves of bread. So what should the Jew say to the non-Jew in regards to this kikoros? I mean, the last thing you want is to get a knock on your door and the non-Jew to give you a loaf of bread on Pesach. That's the last thing you want. So yoymar lo koidim Pesach, before Pesach, the Jew tells the non-Jew, shi'itin lo b'shavua shel Pesach kemach oimois. That during the week of Pesach, if the non-Jew has not paid up his debt, the loan, he should give the Jew flour. Flour, kemach, oimois, or money. If the loaf of bread is every day is $2.50 loaf of bread, so give him two loaves of bread, give him $5 for every day that of the interest that the non-Jew did not pay the Jew. But do not take the loaves of bread. Now, since the Jew made the condition with the non-Jew that you should be giving me something else besides the actual chametz, even though after Pesach the guy comes over to the non-Jew, the guy comes over to the Jew and he says to him, you know, he has these two big brown bags. And he has 10 loaves of bread in there. And he said, this is for you. This is for you. This bread is for you. He says, well, what's going on over here? This is the interest that I owe you. Is the Jew permitted to keep these loaves of bread? Or do we say that no, if he keeps his loaves of bread, he's getting hana, he's deriving benefit from chametz on Pesach? The answer is he is permitted to keep those loaves of bread. Why is he permitted to keep those loaves of bread? It says the Mechaber, because they made a condition. The Jew said to the non-Jew, I don't want the loaves of bread. You keep the loaves of bread. On Pesach, instead of paying me, if you don't pay me the debt, but you owe me the $500, pay me the value of the loaves of bread. Pay me the flour that you would use to make the bread, or pay me the money. Now that was the condition. Now that the guy went ahead and didn't keep to his side, the Jew is not getting hana from it. It's an exchange. What the non-Jew is giving is exchange. Those are exchange for the flour, the money. That's the case. Clear? Yes, please.
Would this apply to?
Let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Gimel. Once again, the case was where the Jew lends money to a non-Jew. And the non-Jew pays interest to the Jew. What does he pay interest with? He gives him loaves of bread for every week that he does not pay the loan. So we're saying the Jew should tell him this week, Yoimer lo koidim Pesach, tell him before Pesach that he should just pay him with flour or money. Hatam, the reason is, the kevin shenischayev lita inoy b'chol shavua kikar, since the goy, the non-Jew, is obligated to pay the Jew a loaf of bread for every week. Im kein, therefore, kishemiyached ha'akum hakikar b'pesach, ba'avor ha'yisrael, when the non-Jew designates this loaf of bread for the Jew on Pesach, havikilu kvar zochaboy ha'yisrael, it's as if the Jew merits in this ownership of this loaf of bread. Havikilu, and it's as if it's avar ha'pesach al chametz shel yisrael. If the loaf of bread belongs to the Jew, and then the Jew owns that bread on Pesach, it's chametz shel pesach. It's chametz, which was in the Jew's possession, on Pesach, and the Jew cannot derive benefit from it. That's the concern. That's why, to avoid this problem, the Jew has to tell the non-Jew beforehand, listen, Reuven says to the non-Jew, during the week of Pesach, don't give me any loaves of bread. Take a week off. Just give me the flour. So the non-Jew says, no, it's not a problem. I'll give you the whole 9 yards, the whole loaf of bread. No. Don't, you're not doing me any favors this week. I don't want the loaf of bread. Now, flour is flour, or money is money, right? And it's only a category called dough. It's all dough, okay? Right. Thanks for picking up on that. Okay. Lahachit sarich. That's why lahachit sarich lahashleis imoy. That's why the Jew has to make this condition with the non-Jew. Shebaavor hakikar, shebaavor shavua shel pesach. That during the week of Pesach, ein roitza kikaros. You don't want the loaf of bread. And the roitza kikaros. Rak hakemach shalahem. All you want is the flour, the value of the flour, or what they are worth. In the brackets, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, or the non-Jew can give the Jew loaves of bread that were baked after Pesach, but not on Pesach. Okay, so let's just review this point over here. The problem was what? The problem was that there are loaves of bread that the guy pays his interest to the Jew with. What do you want to do to not you, the Jew, not to lose out on receiving those loaves of bread? Take the value of the loaves of bread in money or in flour, but not the actual loaves of bread. Good? Okay, any questions, please let me know. Bim Kain, if so, says the Mishnah further. Av im ha'akum heichin loy, kikoris bepesach, loich vaslan. So then, even if the non-Jew goes ahead and prepares bread for the Jew, bepesach, on Pesach, loich vaslan, we're not concerned about it. It doesn't bother us. Why not? Sharei einam mishubadim klal Yisrael. Because those loaves of bread that the non-Jew is preparing for the Jew are not the Jews right now, it's the non-Jews. The non-Jew can do what he wants with his bread. And they are currently on the Yontif of Pesach. They are in the possession of who? Of the Goy. That's right. So it doesn't make a difference that he's making this bread on Pesach for the Jew, because on Pesach this belongs to the Goy. Yes, correct. Give it to him afterwards. Right. Sifkot and Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kikoris Chametz, the Mechaber, just to remind us what the Mechaber said, Afal pi she'achar Pesach noisin lo kikoris chametz, even though after Pesach, the non-Jew will give the Jew the loaves of bread of chametz, Chalifa kemach v'hamoy sein ashari. They are in exchange for the condition that was stipulated. What was stipulated? The Jew said to the non-Jew, give me, instead of the loaves of bread, flour and money. So why are these loaves of bread permissible? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Lord Soloimar. Af oison shehechin avur v'pesach. Even those loaves of bread that the non-Jew prepared for the Jew on Pesach are permissible. V'eskimu ha'achreinim. The achreinim agree. L'chol ze l'chatchila. This whole halacha we've been discussing here is talking about the ideal way, the correct way of dealing with the situation where the non-Jew, where the guy has to give you ribis, has to pay you the interest. Aval b'di'eved, afilu, im loy hisne klal, but b'di'eved, if the Jew did not make a condition with the guy, nami shori loy lekabel hakikoris achara pesach, the Jew is also permitted to receive those loaves of bread even if he did not make it tanai. Even if he did not make a condition. Tanai is a condition with the non-Jew. V'shvil shavua shel Pesach, for the week of Pesach, that I don't want the loaves of bread. The Jew can still receive those loaves of bread if the non-Jew is giving it to him. Why? V'af agav di yichdom loy liyisrael b'Pesach. Even though the non-Jew put it aside. No one can buy those loaves of bread. You know why? That's for my Jewish friend. Because I owe him the ribbis. Why is this? The chol's man shiloi bo l'shus Yisrael loy zacha behem. Because the whole time, they did not come into the reshus, the property of the yid, of the Jew never acquired them. So these loaves of bread that are prepared and designated for Yankul on Pesach are not Yankul's loaves of bread. They're not owned by the Jew, because whose possession are they in right now? In the guy's possession. So therefore, they still belong to the guy. So what we're saying here is, l'chatchila, ideally, you, the Jew, should make a tanai condition with a non-Jew. Don't give me the loaves of bread. What happens if you forgot that part? You know, you can't remember everything. And you forgot to make this condition. Still not a problem. You can still get the loaves of bread. V'ein lo yalav el choyv ba'almo, shal kikoris v'loyoyson gufa. The Mishnah is explaining because the non-Jew has an obligation to pay this interest to the Jew. The guy has an obligation to pay the interest. It doesn't have to be specifically these two loaves of bread. It's the value of it. It's loaves of bread, but not necessarily those loaves of bread. The Hare Hein Shel Akum Adain Kol Mir Pesach. So the Mishnah says very clearly, even simply, that they still belong to the guy over Pesach. Yes. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Yisrael ve'ena Yehudi, sheyesh lehem tanur b'shutfis. Now we have a partnership. A Jew, a Yisrael, and a non-Jew, a goy, are partners in owning an oven. Oymer le'ena Yehudi koydim Pesach, tolato shel Pesach v'ani et tol achakach. Yaakov, this was the case we just mentioned, where the Jew says to the goy, during the week of Pesach, you take all the profit from the week of Pesach, and I will take the profit from the week after Pesach. And they will switch. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, hey, Oymer l'nochri kaidon Pesach, we tell the guy before Pesach, v'im loy amar, and if you did not make this condition now we're saying if you didn't make this condition and make that switch, that during the week of Pesach, all the profit goes to the guy. Also, like Kabbal Achar Pesach over Chelkoi Afilo Mois, Ukudlakame. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot this time to make that condition, it's forbidden to take any profit from that week of Pesach. The reason is because he's getting Hana benefit from Pesach. Without this Tanai, as Neil's pointing out, the Jew's involvement is with this Chum, it's 100%. He's a partner. Sif Kornevov. And then the Jew will say, I will take next week's chametz. I'll take the week after Pesach. There are those achreidim that write, it only works, this switching of the weeks, that when the Jew says to the guy, I'll take the value of the money opposite the loaves of bread that you profited from. The Zed Nechshav Koimer is viewed as the Jew says, She'enoi roitze lahaske tanuroi lemoloch lepesach rak ba'adomim. It's similar for the Jew telling the guy, I don't want to profit anything during the week of Pesach. When the Jew says to the guy, I'll take the value of the loaves of bread that you made, you were profited from. So at the end of the week, the guy tallies it up. He says, okay, he sold 500 loaves of bread, That's, $2 a loaf, right? That's how much, you know, they're going to switch around for. Oi, the Mairi, or we're talking about a case further in the Mishnah Brura. Kishu Oimer Loi, Tol, or the Jew says to the guy, Tol Ato Shavuazu, you take this week's worth of profit, Shal Pesach, Esa Tanor, whatever the oven will produce. Bein ye boy, bein lo ye boy. Vaniyeh tol shavu shalofaneo shachakach mashi is damali. Let me just finish this, explain that, and then we'll take the question there. And the Jew says, or another approach, you take this week's worth of chametz, I'll take next week or the week before Pesach. Now, of course, like we said, you stand to either lose or gain because the guy might have had a better week, or you might have a better week. One never knows. Let me just finish this point. The zeh mutter, this is permissible. The cholkin hazman ve'ein lo zeh al zeh klum. Because what you're doing, you're dividing the time. So the Jew is removing himself from the ownership of the oven, and the chametz that is produced over that week is not the Jew's at all. Yes, Yaakov. We're going to pick up from here tomorrow in the Mishnah Brura and discussing what is an incorrect way. That we'll discuss a way that we should avoid on with the non-Jews partnership. Stop here for today.